Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. We begin, believe it or not, with actress Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley announced that she's voting for Donald Trump. I guess the cancel culture will have to now ban all repeats or DVD sales of Cheers and yowzers. We may also lose Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Now, Star Trek III will still be okay because Alley's role was taken over by Robin Curtis. So relax, Trekkies, but don't relax too much. Trek II was great. Trek III was lousy. Of course, Star Trek is only fiction, not as important as the fiction our media is trying to sell as fact. Just heard on the news that as of Sunday, Joe Biden is staying at home to rest. Okay, now, do I really need to ask? All right. I just can't resist. Rest from what? Now, in all fairness, who can blame the guy for being exhausted? It takes a good deal of mental energy to lie almost every time you open your mouth, and there isn't enough fracking in the world to supply this bold-faced liar with sufficient energy to replace his depleted supply. Actually, the official word is that he is resting up for the next debate. I understand. It's rather difficult when your opponent is asked fair questions by the objective moderator, such as, President Trump, will you please renounce white supremacy for the 422 billionth time so that we can observe that you protesteth too much? And then afterwards, would you be willing to confess that you would not have had to deny this so many times had you not been guilty? Yeah, that's the kind of question Trump gets, and here's the kind of question they have for Joe. Mr. Vice President, of all the hateful, racist, fascist things President Trump has done in the past, which do you personally think was the most egregious? And while answering, could you please treat us to another story from Scranton, which illustrates how different you are from Trump and how you're just a regular guy, like the rest of us? Yes, Uncle Joe, we're all in sympathy regarding the tough, challenging, excruciating questions you're going to get while softballs will be tossed to Donald Trump. Rest up. Speaking of debates, Sean Hannity on his show Monday night complained, rightly so, that the last two picks for presidential debate 2020 moderator, you know, the one coming up this Thursday and the one they almost had but scrapped, that second virtual debate that Trump refused to do, that for those two debates, the commission picked Democrat moderators each time. Sean, you conspicuously omitted Chris Wallace of the first debate, also a Democrat. Does Fox News not allow you to call out someone from your own network? It's a rather big elephant in the room in as much as you constantly take today's journalism to task. Okay, look, Hannity, of course, is correct and courageous when he criticizes both the mainstream media and the so-called Balanced Debate Commission, which hopes we're stupid enough to accept their so-called objectivity with these decisions they make, simply because they have some Republicans on their committees who still choose three liberal moderators and not one conservative. If the moderators were really just that, moderators, real moderators rather than additional anti-Trump debate opponents, it wouldn't matter if they were liberal or conservative. But the way things are set up in these debates, it obviously does matter. And so, I am with Sean on all of this, with the exception of the fact that Wallace needs to be called out too. Perhaps Sean did as much a few weeks ago, and I missed it. But either way, it was glaringly omitted Monday night. Fox News, at the moment at least, and we don't know how long it's going to last because their owners are looking to change things. Fox News, at the moment, is still more balanced than the other major television networks, and Chris Wallace himself has been fair in the past despite his political leanings. But he was not fair to Trump in the last debate and should be called out whether he and Sean both work for Fox News or not. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.